Well, if she's having chest pain, she might have to go to the hospital. Okay, he's going to come look at her. Okay, Loretha, L-O-R-E-T-H-A, Moten, M-O-T-E-N, 41659, 65-year-old, today is 9-9, 65-year-old woman, married, rather obese, used to be a truck driver, used to have a history of tobacco abuse, but she's not smoking, diagnosed with COPD and pulmonary fibrosis. She's scheduled for a right lung transplant, period. She's scheduled for transplant, especially with significant damage to her right lung, period. She's on oxygen, 2 liters. Sometimes she goes up 3 and 4 or 5 liters because she has a hard time breathing, period. Her obesity is secondary to the steroids. She also uses inhaler and Pulmicort, albuterol, Singulair, Vistriol for anxiety, Colace, Depakote, 750 at night, Zithromycin, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Prilosec, Neurontin 100 mg, Elavil 10 mg, Lipitor 20 mg, and Seroquel 50 mg to deal with the anxiety associated with her pulmonary fibrosis, COPD, air hunger, shortness of breath, and the fact that she needs a lung transplant, period. She has depression, anxiety, but no diabetes or high blood pressure, and hypertension, but no diabetes. Surgery, no surgery. Immunization, both flu and COVID up-to-date. Family history, lung cancer, pulmonary fibrosis. She's alert, she's awake, she's taken care of by Dr. Din, D-I-N-H. Pulmonologist, Dr. Hossein, H-U-S-S-E-I-N, transplant doctor, and Dr. Cora, C-O-R-A, her PCP physician. She was evaluated today for possible palliative care. I explained to her that given the fact that she's 65 years old, she's still very much interested in transplant. Surgery, lung transplant, she's not a candidate for palliative or hospice care at this time, and she should pursue the evaluation by the pulmonologist, transplant surgeon, and PCP at this time. She has a provider who's her daughter. She might benefit from home health, but the primary care physician can order that. Thank you.